Chapter 4. Surprises. Juniper was very worried. His magical ability wasn't working. What was he to do? Dew, River and Ludwig were worried as well, but the very fat Robo-Mouse kept urging them on. They were all concentrating so much on this problem that they did not hear the approaching stamp of the soldiers' feet, and before they knew it, out sprang 10 elongated soldiers with the elongated hand symbol on their tunics, and they surrounded the small group. The band of travellers were hurriedly marched out of the forest, and they came upon this glorious castle. The castle had large turrets, a massive drawbridge, and a moat with beautiful lilies floating on it. On the spire was a great big purple flag with an elongated hand. It was fluttering in the wind. "Wow, what a magnificent place," said a very impressed Juniper. He itched his foot. "Look at those turrets," said an astounded River. "Turrets, turrets," he sang. "You look too good to be true. Whoa, 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 whoa." "Be quiet, River," said Juniper, with his hands over his ears.
"And the moat has lovely lilies," said Dew. "And River, I like your singing."
"I don't like it,"
squeaked concerned, very fat Robo-Mouse. Ludwig, who had jumped down from Dew's arms, looked around suspiciously, then brushed himself against Dew's legs. She absent-mindedly patted him as she was looking admiringly at the outside of the castle.
"Humph," thought Ludwig. "Nobody seems suspicious of all this like I am."
The soldiers urged them on. They were led up a passageway to a fine banquet room. Sitting in a golden chair was a very regal-looking man. But he sort of looked like an elongated purple hand. Around him was a swirl of purple haze. Dew started itching again.
"Welcome to my castle," he said in an almost eerie, song-like way. "I must introduce myself. I am Hugo Sogo, the leader of these soldiers and the owner of this castle and its surrounding land. I hope your trip was not too tiring. Now, if the younger children with the very fat Robo-Mouse and, of course, that distinguished-looking cat could please go with this servant for food and to get dry, I would be most grateful. But Juniper Chase, please stay a moment and we can chat."
Everyone left. Dew was still itching madly.
"I see my faithful purple haze gives your little sister an allergic reaction. I will order something for her to stop the itching,"
said Hugo Sogo, and he snapped his long fingers at a servant who went scurrying out the kitchen door with a small vial of antidote medicine. Juniper looked around in amazement. The palace was super duper, and that purple haze kept forming into different shapes. One time, it was like a wild, hairy creature playing a small harp and making merry. Then it changed again into a rather scary-looking flying creature that kept swooping down and stealing food off the table.
"Enough! Settle down, purple haze,"
commanded Hugo Sogo, and the haze slithered like a snake around its master's feet and stayed very still. Juniper walked up to the golden chair and sat down, looking around. He was in awe of this castle and the beautiful ornate room he was in. Hugo Sogo looked deep into Juniper's eyes for a long, long time. Juniper felt mesmerized and thought, "This ruler is my true friend."
"My sources have told me about your magical what-if skills,"
said a very friendly Hugo Sogo.
But I've lost my skills, sir, said a despondent juniper.
I can restore these magical skills to you. But you must use them more wisely, my young friend, said a smiling Hugo Sogo. On the command of three, all purple haze must become one. One, two, three, join together, said Hugo Sogo, with a silky smooth voice.
The small slither of purple haze that had wrapped itself around Juniper's toes appeared outside his shoes and slithered across the room to join forces with the rest of the haze. Juniper had not realised it was there in his shoes, nor did he see it leaving. But the purple haze had been blocking his skills. He felt a quick flash of relief when it slithered away, and he then realised his skills were back. He could feel it in his mind. Juniper was thrilled. How could he use his skill more wisely? I know, he thought. I'll help Hugo Sogo with his wants and needs. This is the best thing I could do with my magical gifts. Sir, what can I do to help you? Said a happy Juniper Chase, smiling. Juniper and Hugo Sogo were so engrossed in their conversation, they did not see a fur-bristling Ludwig sneak through the kitchen door and tiptoe on all four paws across the room until he hid under the banquet table.
My boy, you must. What if for a purpose? For instance, how about making all these very ugly-looking gargoyles alive for 10 seconds?
Juniper did just that, and the banquet room was awash with mischievous gargoyles throwing food and spitting at each other. Simultaneously, the purple haze had turned into a large gaping mouth, roaring with laughter at the gargoyles' antics. Hugo Sogo and Juniper looked very pleased with themselves. Then, as quick as a flash, the gargoyles turned back into ugly-looking stone creatures high up on the palace walls.
Now, why don't we try and get my purple haze to multiply and become an army of elongated purple hands? Let's go for 20 seconds this time, my friend, said a pleased-looking Hugo Sogo.
Okay, I'll try that.
It'll be easy peasy, said an excited Juniper.
Ludwig was sitting very still under the banquet table, and he hissed,
Juniper, you are being bamboozled by a very nasty, bad man.
But Juniper did try, and the banquet hall teemed with elongated purple hands, all marching and roaring out the name Hugo Sogo. The large purple haze was clapping and twirling as he took charge of them all. Juniper felt very pleased with himself. Then the 20 seconds were up, and they all disappeared.
Well, well, sang Hugo Sogo. You are in fine form.
He thought to himself, this boy is very powerful. I must have him on my side.
Let's try one more time, my friend, Hugo Sogo then said. What if all the inhabitants of Gleeway City bow down to me because they want me, and only me, to be their ruler?
Juniper said excitedly, I will give that a go, Hugo Sogo.
Oh no, thought Ludwig. Meow, meow, he screeched,
and he popped out from under the table and scampered towards Juniper.
Juniper! Juniper, wake up from this daze! Look away from his eyes! He howled,
and he licked Juniper's hands and face, then rubbed his body around Juniper's legs. As he was doing this, the purple haze came slithering up to attack him. But Ludwig attacked back, and the purple haze backed away. It was trying to swirl out the window. Ludwig ran after it with a snarl and swiped his paws at it as he hissed and hissed. The purple haze was going all lumpy. Great big boils were appearing everywhere. Juniper had felt that Ludwig was trying to tell him something, Then he had a light bulb moment and thought, I must not look straight into Hugo Sogo's eyes. So he looked away. The enchantment was broken. Simultaneously, he realised that Hugo Sogo, who was aiming a very sharp-looking arrow at Ludwig, was not a friend, but a foe.
Get away from my purple haze, you horrible cat,
shouted Hugo Sogo. The haze seems to be allergic to you, Ludwig. But quick, we have to get away. Watch out for the arrow, screamed Juniper. Ludwig bounded over to Juniper, and they both started running. The arrow whizzed by them.
Stop that boy and his cat,
yelled Hugo Sogo. And to Ludwig's and Juniper's horror, Captain Jake entered with more soldiers and gave chase. The boy and the cat ran like mad into the kitchen. They saw Jew, River, and the very fat Robo-Mouse having a great feast, but they screamed that they had all been hoodwinked and they had to get away as fast as they could. In the banquet room, the purple haze was pouring a liquid vial of foul-smelling ointment all over itself, and it was slowly returning to normal. Hugo Sogo commanded it to go into the kitchen and help Captain Jake stop those kids and the cat. The purple haze hesitated for a second, but Hugo Sogo glared threateningly at it, so it slowly slithered towards the door. In the kitchen, all was topsy-turvy, but Juniper, Dew, and River all held hands, and Juniper said very loudly, what if we were all at home in the attic? Thump, bump, humph, as they landed heavily in the attic. Get that key and turn the lock, Juniper screamed at River. River was quick. And he did just that. Wow, that was a close call, said Juniper. At that moment, Mum poked her head into the attic. Had a great game? She asked. Oh, by the way, has anyone seen Ludwig? He seems to have disappeared. The kids all looked at each other in horror. Jew felt like crying. They had left Ludwig behind. Never mind, said Mum. I will leave out some milk and biscuits for him. He's bound to turn up soon rather than later. Now, everyone downstairs for dinner. Three very despondent kids trooped down the attic stairs and sat at the dining room table. Whilst they were all gloomily eating their meal, Jew gave a little shriek and out of her pocket peeked some whiskers and a nose. And then a very big, fat Robo-Mouse jumped into her lap. He's so lovely, said a sniffling Jew, while patting the very fat Robo-Mouse. Yikes, said Juniper. We have to go back tomorrow and find Ludwig. I wish I'd listened to him from the beginning of our adventure. We must also return this very fat Robo-Mouse. I'd better brush up on my mouse jokes, said River. How do you spell mouse trap with only three letters? C-A-T. River roared with laughter, but he got soundly shoved under the table by Juniper, Jew, and a shocked, squeaky, very fat Robo-Mouse.